Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Numbers chapter 6, verse 27. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. He put his name on you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Do you remember in the movie Toy Story how Andy writes his name on Woody's boot or on Buzz Lightyear's foot? It's not just a scribble. It means something. You are mine. Andy loves them. They're important to him. Or think about when someone signs a big, important paper. They write their name big and bold. That signature means, I believe in this. I'm part of it. That's why we remember the name John Hancock. His name stood out. He was the first one to sign the Declaration of Independence. God does something like that too, but even bigger. In the Bible, God told Moses to bless his people using very special words. At the end of that blessing, God said, "They will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." God has put his name on you. When you were baptized, whether as a baby or older, water was poured on you, and the pastor said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." That wasn't just something nice to say. That was God putting his name on you forever. That means you're his. You belong to him. You're not just someone walking around this world. You're God's child. That's your identity. Maybe there are days when you feel left out. Or you wonder, does anyone really care about me? God says, I care. I chose you. I came to save you. I died for you. I put my name on you. So when church ends and the pastor speaks that blessing again, the Lord bless you and keep you, remember what's real. God put his name on you, and he will never let you go. We bow our heads and fold our hands for prayer. Dear Lord God, thank you for putting your name on me in baptism. Thank you for making me your child forever. When I feel forgotten or left out, remind me that I belong to you. Help me to live each day knowing I am yours. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.